I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to sit down with Mark Werda and Rick Bissonette. They're both from Marquette, and they've got a new music series that they've started up in the city for folks to come and hear all kinds of different styles of music. Here's more with what's happening with this music series with Rick Bissonette and Mark Werda.
What we're trying to do is bolster or enhance the music scene that's already existing in Marquette. And it's like, you know, there are a lot of places that have music, but some of them are just revolving around the bar. And while there is a bar in the Elks Club, we're trying to create a music-friendly venue for all types of music, including blues music, and to support local artists as much as possible.
So you have a series now that you've created. What are you calling it, and where is it happening?
We are having the Northern Lights Concert Series, which is happening at the Elks Club in Marquette. And what we're doing is every other weekend, we're having two bands each night. And there is a cover fee to pay not only for the rental of the room, because the Elks Club is actually a club, so we have to rent it, but also to pay the musicians and to keep it alive and to keep it interesting.
But you have multiple styles, multiple genres, so it's not just one kind of thing. You'll shift the show from week to week. Tell me a little bit about what you have on the docket. I know you've had a couple already under your belt, but what's what is in the works?
What we're doing is we're having a variety night one night, one weekend, and then a blues night the next weekend, so it alternates. So for the variety nights, what we're doing now is we're just having local bands that are in the area, or as far away as like Houghton or Iron River, places like that. And it'll be mostly bands that are already playing, and they're doing like cover music type things, or some originals mixed in with classic rock and country and things like that, right? Then the blues nights are strictly blues bands, okay? So, for instance, this weekend we have on Saturday night, it's going to be Eddie and the Bluesers and Midnight Storm from Marquette, which is from Houghton, which is a band that's been around for quite some time now with Russell Blair. They've played at several of the festivals in the area for blues. Then in another week, because we had to get on a rotation, we're going to have a classic rock night. So it's just going to keep alternating like that.
Rick Bissonette, also in the studio with us this morning. You've been involved with projects with Mark now for a while and playing around the Marquette area. What do you think of this idea? I mean, where did this kind of come from in terms of getting this going? Because as Mark mentioned, there are venues and places that have music. Why take this on and do it this way?
Well, we thought it would be fun, first of all, and it gives another opportunity somewhere to play. And instead of sometimes a lot of the bars will have music, but it's like from maybe 6 till 10 at night. A lot of people want to go out later than that. So this is usually going to go like 8 to 12 or 8 to 1, you know, depending upon the music we have going on in the night. And it also offers up some unique things that we can do, like the first variety one we did, which was several weeks ago. We had The Crunge and Mike Waite. So for people that were there, you know, they got to, basically we got together and worked out an entire set of music with the two of us playing. Mike Waite was fronting The Crunge along with us, and we had some guest artists up there. So we're trying to encourage not only that type of collaborative effort, we're doing something different for the people that they wouldn't see by seeing the bands individually, but also to offer guest musicians to come up and mix it up and just have fun with it. So it gives the public something different that they'd see.
I think that one thing that bears mentioning, we're talking with Mark Werda and Rick Bissonette this morning, that you guys putting this series on have also kind of stepped forward with the bands that you're involved with, because you both play and together and in some other different projects. You're kind of doing that, you're giving of your time as well as musicians to do, like Rick, like you said, to get that. And Mark, what's that like to kind of collaborate the local musicians to work together?
You know, that's really, I think, where it came from originally. You were there at the time. We had an event. We had some different bands playing. It was for Big Brothers Big Sisters, and so many people were interested and having a good time. And we just asked the crowd, hey, do you really want to see this happen more frequently? And everybody said, yeah, keep doing this, because it was kind of an annual thing. And out of Big Brothers and Big Sisters came a band called The Wrecking Ball, which is just a collaborative group of anybody who wants to play. I've never played with Jerry Kipola in my life, living in Marquette for 20 years playing. And Jerry played with us this last gig that we did. It's just, a kind of a enrichment for all the musicians to learn from each other and to have fun, you know, to collaborate on ideas, but also to have camaraderie, which is a big part of being in a band, is playing with your friends.
Mark, tell them what's going on this weekend. You've got the next show on the schedule. What's happening when and where?
This weekend, we are going to have Eddie and the Bluesers, and we're going to have Russell Blair with Midnight Storm at the Elks Club in Marquette. It's going to start at 8 p.m., and you can find more information online at the Northern Lights Concert Series on Facebook, and that's where all of our dates are posted. We're normally doing every other weekend. There was a little bit of a hiccup getting started here with scheduling, so we've got two back-to-back. The following weekend, on the 4th of February, we're going to have the Reveal, and we're also going to have the Union Suits.
Okay.
So that'll be a variety night. This weekend is a blues night. And then from there on out, it's going to be every other weekend. So for the next 2 months, February and March, it's the 4th and the 18th.
With everybody that's going to be in town this weekend, what a great opportunity to come on out and support live music.
And what we're really trying to do is make this special. It's not like a bar gig. That's not the idea.
So again, when and where?
It's at the Marquette Elks Club, and it's on Saturdays. And we're doing the blues gigs at 8 p.m. is when we start them.
And how can they find out info again, Mark?
On Facebook, you can go to Northern Lights Concert Series.
That's the comments of Mark Warda and Rick Bissonette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.